Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2013. Today we are discussing the very strange events happening right now in the U.S. military, including the purging, that is, the forced retirement, relieving of command, firing, if you will, 9 very senior general officers this year alone. These things are very strange, and in fact, have never happened before. Lots of other strange things are also happening. In addition to the 9 general officers, we have reports of senior officers being questioned as to whether they would order the disarming and firing of Americans, reports of lax performance and low morale in the U.S. intercontinental ballistic missile forces. Let's take a look at these things. First, I want to give you a look at the 9 officers removed this year in 2013 alone, these 9 general officers. Let's look at them, a little bit about each one of them. First, General Carter Ham, United States Army, served as head of the United States African Command, was in charge of the U.S. African Command during the fateful night of September 11, 2012, when the lives of 4 American citizens were taken in the embassy in Benghazi, Libya. Ham was extremely critical of the commander-in-chief and stated he lied about not having reinforcements in the area on that night. Ham resigned and retired from the Army in April of 2013. Rear Admiral Charles Guyette, United States Navy commander of Carrier Strike Group 3, his most recent activity served as deputy commander of the U.S. Naval Forces, U.S. Central Command. He was in charge of aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean the night of September 11, 2012. He testified before the hearing committee and said there may not have been enough time to get the flight crews there, but apparently there would have been if he had been given notice of the events in time. He could have launched and had aircraft there. He was recently fired from the administrative post and relieved of duty by the Obama administration for, quote, utterance of a racial slur. Major General Ralph Baker, United States Army. Major General Baker served as the commander of the Joint Task Force Horn at Camp Lamar, Djibouti, Africa, was also involved in some aspect of the incident September 11, 2012, being under the African command, had said he believed attack helicopters could have made it in time, relieved of command and fired for groping a civilian. No charges were ever placed against him. Brigadier General Brian Roberts, United States Army. General Roberts took command of Fort Jackson in 2011, was considered a rising star in his field. He served in Iraq during his service as commanding officer of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, and was Deputy Commanding General of the United States Army Recruiting Command, Fort Knox, Kentucky. Relieved of duty and fired for adultery. While this is still on the books in the United States Code of Military Justice, it has rarely been used since President Clinton's indiscretions. Major General Greg A. Sturdivant, United States Marine Corps Director of Strategic Planning and Policy for the United States Pacific Command and commander of the aviation wing at Camp Bastion, Afghanistan, highly decorated with 2 Naval and Marine commendations and 2 Naval and Marine Good Conduct Medals. He also has an Air Medal with a Gold Star. He served honorably and distinctively. He had asked about supplies to his command, and he was one of 2 commanding officers suddenly relieved of command and fired from the military for failure of proper force protection. Major General Charles M. Gurganis, United States Marine Corps Regional Commander in the Southwest and 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, a forward frontal division in Afghanistan, highly decorated with Defense Superior Service Medal, 2 Legion of Merit with Valor, 3 Meritorious Service Commendations. Major General Gurganis had questioned the use of Afghanistan patrols alongside American patrols after 2 officers were executed at their desk and a platoon was led into an ambush on the front lines. Was the other commander relieved of duty for failure of proper force protection? Lieutenant General David Holmes Huntoon, United States Army, served as the 58th Superintendent of the United States Military Academy at West Point. He had graduated from the Academy in 1973 and had served in senior planning and education services through the majority of his career. He was censored for an investigation into an improper relationship. Nothing was released to the as to the nature of the improper relationship. Nothing was even mentioned. Vice Admiral Tim Giardina, United States Navy Deputy Commander of the United States Strategic Command, Commander of Submarine Group Trident, Submarine Group 9, Submarine Group 10, where every single one of the 18 nuclear submarines with nuclear Trident missiles of those three groups were in his command. This commander earned 6 Legions of Merit, 2 Meritorious Service Medals, 2 Joint Service Medals, and several other medals, ribbons, and decorations in his illustrious career. He was removed from service and fired from the military for the charge of, get this, folks, now, I'm not kidding, using counterfeit poker chips. That's right. The President of the United States apparently, reportedly, personally fired this admiral, the admiral in command of the Navy's Trident ICM submarine force, for using counterfeit poker chips. Well, the last one. Last on the list, Major General Michael Curry, United States Air Force Commander of the 20th Air Force, in charge of 9,600 people and 450 intercontinental ballistic missiles at 3 operational wings, and served in both Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. He was fired October 11th for, quote, personal misbehavior. Even Diane Sawyer of ABC News, the anchor of the ABC News report, reported on this. It was such a major thing. On that news report, which you can find, by the way, on the archives of Diane Sawyer's newscast, she says, what is going on? These are very intelligent, squeaky clean officers. You don't appoint people to positions like this unless they are very intelligent and squeaky clean. What is happening? It is alarming, she said, that there is so much misconduct, but there are very serious questions going on here. Keep in mind that all but one of these officers have at least 2 stars. One of them only had 1 star, but at least 2 stars means that they were generals and were looked at as generals and promoted to a higher rank. All served at the senior command level. Then, on top of all this, we have reports of lack of readiness in the nuclear forces, lax procedures in the nuclear forces. Finally, a report from a U.S. Navy SEAL saying that senior commanders being questioned about whether or not they would disarm American citizens and firearm on American citizens as a litmus test for their command positions. Let me take my final few moments and read something from the Memphis Commercial Appeal, the Memphis newspaper, about the nuclear command. This is in today's paper. Quote, twice this year alone, Air Force officers entrusted with the launch keys to nuclear-tipped missiles have been caught leaving open a blast door that is intended to help prevent a terrorist or other intruder from entering their underground command post, Air Force officials have told the Associated Press. The blast doors are never to be left open if one of the crew members inside is asleep, as was the case in both these instances. Out of concern for the damage an intruder could cause, including the compromising of secret launch codes. This goes on, folks, but the point is, the military never releases information like this to the press that such a thing has happened. Something is going on out there. Who knows what it is? Even Diane Sawyer said, what in the world is going on in the U.S. military that officers like this would just be summarily fired after such long and illustrious careers? 9, not one, folks, 9 of them this year alone. In addition, there have been 16 Navy firings of Navy commanders of less than general rank this year alone. There is something weird happening in the U.S. military. Who knows what it is except Barack Hussein Obama and his close confidants. That's the way I see it, folks. Wednesday, October 23rd, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.